Joey Bart, that is a name. I want to tell you something. Joey Bart is a first-round pick that the Giants made. He was the second pick in the draft. He's a catcher out of Georgia Tech. We got to meet him this week. And a very, very confident young man. And you could just tell that he has accomplished a lot in his college career and just in life. Very well-grounded young man. And I started talking to him, and I said, boy, when this kid is like 26 or 27, you can see that he will be one of the, I think, one of the stars of baseball. If the skills are there and he's a catcher, he was one of those kids that as he walked around the park, he looked so comfortable. And I've made a tradition of interviewing the number one picks. I think we go back to Gary Brown or someone in that area, but for Joe Panic and different ones when they first came in. And this guy seems to be the most together, getting ready to start his career. He's going to go down to Arizona, then up to Salem and see what he does there, and then maybe they'll move him from there. But Joey Bart, I had a few minutes with him, so I wanted to bring him to you. So Joey Bart joins us. Joey, Georgia Tech catcher, number two pick in the draft. What a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, it's been crazy out here. I'm glad to be out here in San Francisco in the Bay, and looking forward to enjoying the game tonight.
Now, before coming out here, you've been in the park before. You've worked out here before, have you not?
I did. I came here about 3 or 4 weeks ago and got a workout in, met a lot of people, and shook some hands and got to take BP at AT&T Park. So it was a day I'll never forget, and I look forward to doing it again.
All right, Joey Barr with us. What do you think of hitting in the park? It's so funny because I had Chris Shaw on a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I said to Chris, take a look at right field. What does it look like? He says, well, I can hit it out there. So take a look right around the park here. What do you think of it?
This park's beautiful. The water in right field is kind of what sets it aside from a lot of other parks, but it's definitely a different feel. I've been to a few parks on the East Coast, and just the way the air blows out here, and I don't know. It's just a different feeling that I love. Ball flies pretty good out here, too. It is a big park, but when I got to come out here and hit, the ball was going actually a little farther than I thought, so I can't complain about that. Yeah.
Well, they compare you to Jason Veritek, Matt Wieters, people like that, and as I heard you say Buster Posey, and you haven't played yet. They're comparing you to a Hall of Famer. How do you think about that stuff?
I think it's bizarre, to be honest with you. I'm humbled by all of it, definitely. I mean, Veritek could be a Hall of Famer. Matt Wieters, 10th year in the big leagues, Buster Posey, MVP. I mean, you think about that, and it's definitely a little out of hand, I feel like. But, like I said, I'll take the compliments, and from here on out, I'm kind of just trying to pick everyone's brain, pick all those guys' brains so that I can, and, try to develop myself as a player.
On draft day, was it tense for you? I mean, you knew you were going to be up there somewhere, but, heck, the Tigers could have taken you, and we'd be sitting now at Comerica talking to you.
Yeah, no, I had a feeling it was just between a few teams right up there at the top, and my gut feeling from the whole process, was I want to be a San Francisco Giant, and I'm glad the Tigers passed on me, and they actually took one of my best friends, Casey Mize, so me and him going back-to-back there was pretty special, and it was just a great moment, but I'm so blessed for the Giants to give me this opportunity, and I get to put a bat back in my hand and swing the bat and, play professional baseball, so I have nothing in the world to complain about, and I'm just lucky to be here.
Yeah, Joey Barr with us. What was the last year like for you with Baseball America and all the stuff that goes on? Every other week they're doing a mock draft.
Yeah, every other week, right? So, yeah, I don't put too much into that stuff. It's definitely some cool stuff out there, but I focus on me and my game and my teammates, and I felt like that's where my respect or to my teammates that's what it was deserving for them, and all of the rankings and all that, I've seen that go for years now, and I don't put any stock into it. No disrespect to any of the people that do that, but I knew if I focused on my game and what I could do and help my team win, help my pitchers compete out there, that was going to put me in the best position for the draft coming this year.
Joey, when did you realize, you said, boy, I can maybe get drafted, be a major leaguer, be a catcher in the big leagues? When did all that sort of come together for you?
I guess probably my freshman or sophomore year of high school. I was starting, and I was still playing football there in my freshman freshman year, a little bit into my sophomore year. But as soon as I gave it up, I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. I'm a baseball player. I love this game so much, and you know, hopefully, I have a long career in it.
Do you have a philosophy of hitting at all, or you just go up and look for a pitch?
Yeah, I mean, I guess everyone has an approach. I like to say I have a decent approach, but can definitely get a lot better. But you know, I'm just up there trying to do damage basically every time. You know, I have some tools that can change a game, so I feel like it's respectful to my coaches and that to do that. That's what they brought me here to do. That's what the Giants have brought me in to do, you know, is to come out here and do damage, drive in runs and hit homers, so control the game from behind the plate. So that's kind of my approach to the game.
Right. I like it. Yeah. Sounds very good. It's a very good answer. You mentioned Michael Barrett earlier. How did Michael Barrett fit into your life? I remember him as a catcher for the Cubs.
Michael Barrett's huge. Now he works with Washington. Got to have dinner with him over the break. But Michael Barrett's a great guy. I've learned a lot from him. He showed me a lot of things mentally about the game, kind of how to keep your cool and, you know, go about your business on an everyday basis. So that's just some things I've learned from Michael and I've taken with me. And, you know, I look to learn more from him as well here in the future.
Well, as I said, I went to Florida. Singer, India, all those guys, you must have got to meet them.
Yeah, I met me and Johnny played together this summer in Harwich, so I know India. I faced Brady Singer probably when I was like 15 years old in travel ball, and you know, they got a bunch of studs down there, Kowar as well, he was a first rounder. But I know Johnny, I don't know the other two guys, but it'd be cool to meet them as well.
You played, I know the last thing for you, you played in Cape Cod. Giants love players who play in Cape Cod. It's a wood bat league. What was the transition like for you?
Oh, it was easy. I love it. I love swinging a wood bat. You can get a bat that feels perfect to you, and that's, you know, that with wood, and you can't really do that with metal. It's kind of all the same thing. So, you know, I've kind of found a model that I like, and you know, I rock with it, and I'm really comfortable with it. So when I went up to the Cape, my, you know, last two summers, it was very comfortable, because we had used wood bats in high school as well, but it was just a comfortable transition.
Well, how do you like San Francisco?
I love it. Like I said, this weather is unreal. You don't walk outside and sweat like you do in Georgia. It's just, it's really cool, and you know, I'm blessed to be here.
All right, a pleasure having you on. I'm looking forward to it. I always interview the first round pick. It's awesome. Tradition. So okay. You've Joe Panic and many of you follow in that line. So it's just great to have you here.
I appreciate that a lot. And whatever you need, I can accomplish that. Whatever you need, give me a call. If you need to talk to me again, just let me know.
All right, that's Joey Bart. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Thank you.